AI-narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Manulife sits 0.3% below its high, while life insurance peers fall on thin turnover. NFC added 0.6% for the week, and kept a 16-week trend signal active. But the move came on 0.8 times normal volume, as valuation distance and reversal markers argue for close follow-through checks. Research brief. Manulife Financial closed at $43.67, just 0.3% below its 52-week high of $43.80, with a 4-week gain of 8.4% and a 12-week gain of 12.7%. The stock is outperforming a weak U.S. Insurance Life Group week, though volume confirmation remains modest, and the fair value premium is stretched at 56.6%. Key points. 1. NFC rose 0.6% in the latest week, outperforming the U.S. insurance life industry average of negative 2.1%. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 16-week streak and 50 active weeks across the last 52. 3. Price is 16.0% above the ShareMaestro trend line and 56.6% above fair value, placing the close at 99.1% of its 52-week range. 4. Participation was not forceful. Latest volume was 7.5 million shares, equal to 0.8 times the 13-week average and 0.7 times the 52-week average. 5. Activity pressure is positive at 1.16, and relative strength reads 15.36, but the signal state shows no fresh buy, and recent reversal markers remain a risk check. Weekly price action and signal state. Manulife Financial finished the week of 24 July at $43.67, up 0.6%, after a stronger 5.1% advance in the prior week. The close sits only 0.3% below the 52-week high of $43.80 and near the top of the yearly range at 99.1%, leaving the stock in high-water territory rather than an early-stage recovery setup. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, supported by a 16-week active streak and 96.2% trend breadth across the past year, with 50 of 52 weeks active. Price is 16.0% above the weekly trend line at $37.65, keeping the regime constructive, while the 56.6% premium to ShareMaestro fair value at $27.88 shows that market demand has moved well ahead of the model anchor. Momentum versus sector and industry. The momentum stack is still clean. NFC is up 8.4% over 4 weeks, 12.7% over 12 weeks, 20.5% over 26 weeks, and 44.9% over 52 weeks. Within the broader U.S. financial services group, the stock ranks in the 74.8th percentile among 992 names, while the group's average weekly return was negative 0.8%, and sector-level 4-week and 12-week returns were 5.2% and 8.3%, respectively. The industry comparison is stronger on the latest week. U.S. insurance life stocks fell 2.1% on average, while NFC gained 0.6% and ranked 6th of 19 for both the latest week and 12-week window. Industry breadth remains supportive, with 78.9% of life insurers in active trends, 84.2% showing positive market dynamics, and 63.2% showing positive relative strength. So Manulife's advance is helped by a firm industry backdrop, even as the latest peer move was negative. Market dynamics, volume, and participation. Market dynamics are positive rather than emphatic. Activity pressure stands at 1.16, with a reported 52.5% 4-week improvement, and relative strength is 15.36, after a 65.0% 4-week improvement. The expectancy read is also positive, at 58.61%, suggesting the setup still has favorable historical characteristics. But the signal panel records no fresh buy from activity pressure. The participation evidence is the main restraint. Latest volume was 7.5 million shares, below the 13-week average of 9.9 million and the 52-week average of 10.2 million. That puts the volume ratio at 0.8 times versus the 13-week baseline, leaving the latest push near the high, short of strong volume confirmation. Risk and what to watch next. The risk profile is not stretched by volatility alone, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 2.6% against a 52-week base of 2.4%. The distribution is constructive, with 32 up weeks and 20 down weeks over the past year, and the average positive week of 2.2% exceeding the average negative week of negative 1.6%. Still, two sharp loss weeks in the latest 26-week distribution, and three recent reversal markers in the smart money tape argue against ignoring downside response near the high. The next test is whether NFC can remain near $43.80 or break into fresh high ground with better participation. A fade back toward the trend line would shift attention to regime durability, while continued positive activity pressure and stronger volume, especially above 1.5 times normal, would provide cleaner evidence that buyers are still pressing the move rather than simply marking up a thin advance. This article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.